This is Floor Radio. Upcoming conversation with John Simonson, the president of Webstream Dynamics and five-star store reviews. I can remember the old days, manufacturers, and I guess, I'm not talking manufacturers, I'm talking retailers, advertised on TV and radio, newspapers, yellow pages, etc. And I'm sure very few, well, I'm sure they're still doing some TV and they're still doing, you know, some of that, but I'm sure it's a great deal reduced over what it used to be. What's your guess as to the number of retailers that are spending anywhere near where they used to, you know, what they used to spend today? Are they spending more or less today than they used to?
Well, you know, I mean, when you say more or less, what are they spending on? They are looking at digital, but in a lot of cases what I see, they're not spending what they used to spend, where that person walked in every week and let's get your newspaper ad for this week ready, and let's get this, what sale you got, and you had that constant, and they were used to that, and they were very accustomed to that and very comfortable with it. They're not comfortable in the digital world. And they don't understand exactly all the opportunities in the digital world. And they don't know who to talk to trust, and nobody's really helping them.
But, I mean, isn't that, you know, if you don't get involved in digital, in essence, it seems like your days are numbered.
Well, I mean, yeah. And, I mean, I had the other day a shop at home retailer in the U.S. called me, and we're talking, and he's with another company. And he's spending $1,500 a month on shop at home. And through our conversation, he's not happy because he's saying, I'm not getting any calls. And that's where the rubber meets the road. He said, John, what can I do? Can you help me or whatever? And we started talking about his site and everything else. And I mean, it's a, you know, he really doesn't understand the process other than what he's saying to me is, I don't care, just what's the price, what's it going to cost me, I need leads. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he has no understanding of what's involved, doesn't care to know what's involved, he just wants leads. Now, one of the things I talked about was Google My Business page, where you could get tremendous leads and there's opportunities, but it's like, well, what's it going to cost me? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I mean, the whole conversation, I'm listening to this, and making actual notes, is he doesn't care. He don't want to get involved. Just make it happen, and I'll pay you.
Well,
in ways, that's why retailers also get taken so often, because there's a gazillion digital companies out there that will take your money. I actually passed on the guy. Decided this, you know, I mean, because number one, shop at home is a whole different animal. And you got to have a site set up for shop at home. I mean, you got to have that number everywhere. Call me, call me, call me, because that's what it is. If his phone doesn't ring, he ain't going to get anybody because they're not going to his store. It's all about phone calls.
Yeah.
That's all you need are phone calls in that case.
So would you say that retailers in general are more clued in, okay, I want calls, I want people walking in my front door, I don't really care how it happens. Is that a overarching viewpoint, would you say?
Well, I think in a lot of cases it is. Some of the ones I work with, I mean, I'm talking to the owner all the time, and we're discussing strategies. Because, you know, I don't have all the answers. He doesn't have all the answers, so we put our heads together. But then he also gleans the data that I'm collecting across all this and saying, hey, this is the trend. You know, I've recommended some of the retailers get Cortex. Why? Get Cortex. Because I see the trend. And sure, I'm, you know, on the radio promoting Cortex. Because right now, that's the hot one in LVT.
Yeah.
I've looked at other manufacturers. I'm giving them clues on this thing. I've looked at other manufacturers. And there was a rug manufacturer. And I can't remember who it was. Had me on a site. And they have an LVT line. They got under the products in LVT. I'm like, what? I didn't even know that was available. I'm like, who knows this? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's like you got to build the brand awareness. And you got to get out there and build it to help the retailer. A lot of them, I think, go to, and I've seen it in the past, well, we push it all through the retailer. And they put it all through the retailer. Here's your ad money, here's advertising, here's your banners for your ads, which are all the banners today they give them. The image banners are wrong sizes compared to the way sites are today. So they give them all this, here it is, go do it. And that's how they promote.
And then
they got their little manufacturer website where, hey, you can show them, here's our stuff, and here's our warranty, and all this. And that's the end of it. And that's not the way the digital market works today. And if you're not collecting data to see what's going on and what people are after, and I already gave a huge clue to everybody listening, waterproof flooring. You better have that on your website and talk about your waterproof flooring. Because people are searching for it.
It sounds like you. It sounds like you educate your clients over time as to what's happening and feed them information. And when they start off,
the ones that want to embrace the internet, others that don't, they just have the same old website every year after year. I mean, then just give them their site and that's it. But I really am in tune to the ones that want to really go out and embrace it, and let's try to use digital marketing to really drive consumers to the store.
Talk about the cost to an average floor covering retailer in his little part of the world when he's got to compete with all the big boxes that you mentioned.
Well, when you talk about the big boxes, they're a whole different animal, okay? And they're out there advertising their thing. I mean, you go in the metro markets, Home Depot's flooded it, and along with, then you got your Lowe's and you got your floor decor. So they're a whole different animal, but that doesn't mean you can't compete with them from the standpoint of building your brand, which is more important. I mean, I'm telling dealers today that when you get three or four different manufacturers saying, here's my ads, we got a sale for the fall, combine them all into one and build it as, here's our fall sale for the brand, for the store brand. Mm-hmm. And we got all these different brands on sale in our store because the consumer really doesn't know brand. But by saying, hey, building your brand as the retailer and then saying, bundling all these together is a smarter
That's
way
a
to me to go. That doesn't mean you don't mention those brands, because somebody could be looking for, and the people will search this way, Karastan Carpets near me. So you better make sure you're talking about Karastan Carpets somewhere so that Google will pick that up. Your organically, naturally, would show up in the search results because you're talking about Karastan Carpets and you're in that local area. Let's say you're in St. Louis, and somebody's saying Karastan Carpets near me, and they're on a smartphone, they know they're in St. Louis, so you have better chances of showing up.
Yeah.
But same time, by bundling the brand and really building your brand, because that's what Home Depot does. I mean, one of the trends that I saw in 2018 is from July on is a skyrocketing of life-proof vinyl flooring. Now, you only buy life-proof wear at Home Depot. And they're building that, and it's a private label. Who makes life-proof? I don't know. Does it even matter? Is it coming from China? I have no idea. But life-proof flooring, they saw the trend of waterproof flooring, LVT flooring growing, and they have their own private label brand, life-proof, but it's all promoted under Home Depot. Home Depot's the brand. You come to Home Depot, we'll take care of all your flooring needs.
It seems like for an individual floor covering retailer, it's easy to use the stuff you get from a manufacturer rather than concentrate on building your own brand.
Yeah, it takes less effort.
Yeah. So
And there's a relationship here, though, you got to understand, too, the connecting the dots. If the retailer doesn't do a good job taking care of the brand, let's say, installation problems, everything else, that also makes the brand look bad. And if the brand doesn't take care of really getting out there and getting known, that makes it harder on the dealer to sell his brand.
I mean,
it's easy if people are walking in saying, hey, I'm looking for Cortex flooring. Oh, yeah, we got it right here.
Yeah.
Okay, and they're not going to switch them. They're going to take them right over to Cortex.
I hear you.
So there is this relationship between the two that got to really work together.
Yeah.
And the same time, if you're selling a brand, if you're selling, you know, Mohawk Smart Strand in your or, you know, Shaw Florte, and you're messing up job after job, you know, you don't have quality installers, that's going to reflect also on the brand, but vice versa, are they helping as the brands driving them to your store?
I've gotcha.
Which takes more than just having a store locator.
Yeah. Just to wrap this up, John, it seems to me that individual consumers are obviously using the internet to shop. And as you mentioned earlier, it may take them months, but they're going to start someplace and they're going to educate themselves online. It would seem to me that if retailers aren't there, they're going to be left, you know, in the lurch. And it would seem like pay-per-click and just looking at digital advertising in general is a necessity. Just, you know, recommend to retailers that are watching how they might start down this road at this point and what it might mean in terms of budget.
Well, what you want to do is put together a game plan, a strategy. And right now I've put together the strategy for 2019, since you're already into October and November, and then after November, the flooring really dies. But the whole idea is you want to put together a whole game plan and with a budget for marketing budget for the year. What can you afford to spend on Google AdWords and things? What am I trying to achieve? When I say what am I trying to achieve, you have those who really want to push stock they have, inventory, or they, like I mentioned, shop at home. It's all about the phone. It's like a plumber shop at home. If they don't call, I don't have business. So it's getting phone calls. So you set up your goals. You understand you have a budget, whatever it be, $30 a day, $50. I wouldn't go less than $30 a day, $50 a day. And then if you're going to do multiple campaigns, you got to multiply that out because each campaign is going to have its own budget per day. And then you start to use that to help drive traffic and build awareness in your local market for different things. So, for instance, running a campaign on LVT flooring or something, okay, and then taking that and driving them to pages on your website where you really talk about it and the products you have. So when they click, and in there you have a way of engaging them, in that customer where, you know, with the phone number right there, a form to fill out, a coupon, different things to get them in the store. And you may have to try different things to finally find what works. Or maybe it takes several things to get them to work. So you give them different options. Here's a coupon. Here's a phone number to call, set up an appointment. I mean, Google My Business, I just read yesterday, this is hot off the press. They're now starting to connect with other companies that allow to make appointments. So your barber, you could set up an appointment right through Google My Business. People could then utilize this. And so they have like 30 different software companies they're working with, and another 50 they're bringing on. Eventually, could that work for flooring? Absolutely. I haven't looked into it that deep, but I mean, now you could go to Google My Business page and set up an appointment for in-store or shop at home. Right through that. I mean, it's becoming a huge player. Google My Business is the most dominant yellow pages, digital yellow pages today, no doubt in my mind. So, I mean, these are opportunities for dealers, and that's free and everything. And within Google My Business, you get insights on what zip codes people are looking you up at, the local zip codes, and what keywords they're using. That's all in there under insights. And not a dealer's talking about it. It's one of the seminars going to be doing at Surfaces in January. is talking about a whole seminar dedicated to Google My Business because dealers are not getting it. They don't even realize the opportunity they're missing, and it's free.
And you'll be doing that at Surface?
Yeah. I get two seminars, one on website, in website marketing, and the other one on Google My Business, totally just dedicated to Google My Business.
Well, we'll talk more about that when we get closer to Surfaces. Anyway, John, I really appreciate the education, and this is a necessity, it seems to me, for individual retailers out there to prosper, to be around in 5 to 10 years.
Well, my prediction is you're going to see a share of them not being around in the next 3 to 5 years, just because they're not embracing it, they're not out there competing in the digital marketplace, and they're not building brand awareness, and the bigger getting bigger.
Well, on that positive note, John, we're gonna wrap it up.
Okay.
It's always great having you on here, John. I always learn a whole lot, and I hope everybody else does too. We've been talking with John Simonson. John is the president of Webstream Dynamics and 5-Star Store Reviews. And this is Floor Radio.